I don't know what it was. Let's just
let's
go.
Roll with it. Let's go. We can always do this. What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here with my good friend Chris Ducker. What's up, Chris?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. So stoked for episode 2 of the One Day Business Breakthrough podcast. As always, we bring a person on who has a business who needs help. They share what their struggles are, and you and I go back and forth for 15 minutes. Episode 1 was great. Are you ready for episode 2?
I'm revved up. Let's do it.
All right, let's hear from Heather.
My business is cottageblogger.com, and I blog and podcast to the vacation rental industry, which is a multi-billion dollar industry worldwide. Just think Airbnb, HomeAway, TripAdvisor, and you get the idea. I've been blogging since 2005 and podcasting for the last 2 years. And I'm a boomer entrepreneur, so remember the time before computers, before mobile phones. So technology is a little bit of a struggle, but not as much as is building my list. I have around 1,200 on my list, which is not a great deal since I've been blogging for the last 10 years. However, that list is extremely targeted, and I get around about a 70% open rate on broadcast emails, and I really want to build up that list to grow the audience. I would love to have a makeover, and I think it would really benefit my generation of boomer entrepreneurs. Many thanks, and I hope I'm successful. Bye.
So nice to hear another fellow Brit accent. I just want to say that right out of the gate. That was great. Thank you, Heather, for being for being British, plain and simple. But from what I can understand, you're not in England. You're actually in Canada, and you're running cottageblogger.com, which is all about helping vacation rental owners become more profitable in what they're doing. And as you said in your message, obviously you're struggling with growing your list. However, I want to say, regardless of the size of the list, 70% open rate, phenomenal. So something to be proud of nonetheless. Pat, what do you think about that right out the
gate? I mean, it's huge. I mean, industry standard, I mean, it varies between industries, but, you know, 20% is normal. So 70% is great, and let's work on building our list. So we'll get to the list building, and then we'll get into the makeover. We'll go on your side a little bit, describe it to everybody out there, and what the major things we want to do to improve it. Again, we're going through the top things that are going to help you. So Chris, what do you think? What can she do to help grow her list faster?
Well, there's a couple of things, you know, that strike me immediately when I visit the website. First and foremost, the social proof elements of all of the media logos at the top of the website, right at the very, very top. They're great. There's nothing wrong with having them there. However, they're all in various tones of, you know, from very bold black right the way through to a very light gray. You want to try and get them all in the same tone at the light gray. So they're there, people can see them, but they're not overpowering. Like, there's, you know, Fox Business just smacks me around the face, where, you know, Canada AM, which I'm assuming is a TV channel, is, you know, a lot more subtle. So you want to sort of try and just get that to be a little bit less obvious right at the top and get people focusing more on what you really want them to do, and that's to opt into your list. And right now, below your navigational menu, you have two boxes. One of them is kind of like a spinning carousel that goes around between three or four different options for people to click on. Then on the left of that, you've got your actual opt-in. Now, when you click on that, it pops up the lead pages pop-up, and you can enter your name and your email, and everything looks great. There's nothing wrong with that at all. However, for me, with everything that's going on above that fold, it's just getting lost.
It's too much stuff going on, I feel.
Yeah, it's just way too – particularly with a carousel, right? I mean, these things just take your – they just distract the living hell out of you. People have got no idea – what they should be clicking on. So my advice would be to get rid of that carousel, make that entire area your opt-in area. And as we were planning for the show, we always spend a little bit of time planning for the show. Pat came up with a really nice idea in regards to maybe switching out that free ebook and instead producing kind of a quick win document, right?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you know, you have a lead magnet, which is good, some sort of incentive to subscribe to your list. And I love that you're using lead pages. You click on the button and then a pop-up comes up and you just enter your name and email. That's been a strategy that's working on my site and a lot of other people's sites, proven. However, the giveaway, I feel, can be much stronger. Ebooks are sort of falling out in terms of what a lead magnet should be and what works best. Right now, what's working best are really quick things that people can get, the top information they need to get results, wins, quick, instant results. So you want to give away something that gives them those instant results in a quick way. When I see get a free ebook as a welcome gift, it's like, I mean, am I going to read it? Is it something worth, you know, downloading? Not really. And I feel like that's a little bit of what's contributing to the struggle to growing your list. So you can even take some of the information that's possibly in there and just make it more clearer in the copy. And so I think that's going to help you. And I want to go back to, you know, sort of everything that Chris mentioned. He talked about the social proof at the top, which is sort of when people share where they've been featured and news sites and things like that. I think that's great. But I mean, it's obviously very important to you. It's the very first thing at the top of your page, but it's like Chris was saying, it's taking away from everything else. And I feel like overall, and this is a problem that I see on too many sites out there, is there are too many options. Too many options. I didn't count, but I can guarantee you almost that there are about like 50 different things I could do on this page without even scrolling down. That's way too many. And if your number one goal, like Chris was saying, was to grow your email list, you have to make that super clear. And that is that should be obvious that that's the first thing you want people to do. So for everybody out there listening, like, what is your top goal when people go on your website? Is it to subscribe on your list? Is it to do something else? For me, it's when people land on smartpassiveincome.com. It's obvious. There's a big giant green button that says get started here. That is, I mean, that has been the best thing that I've ever done, was to make it so easy and clear to go to that page. And that's the first thing I want people to go to. It's not subscribe to my list. It's to then get them introduced to what I have to offer and then have them subscribe to the list. But that's for me. What is your number one thing? And you said, Heather, that it was to subscribe to the list. So make it easy. Make that the call to action that everybody sees and make everything gravitate toward that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, to back up what Pat said in regards to the quick win situation, you know, when you talk about renting property, it's all about making money, right? So, you know, I like the idea of something along the lines of, you know, five quick ways to make more money with your vacation property or something along those lines, something really short and sharp, but that gives them a genuine win.
Right. Maybe it's the top three strategies for your rental listing that will boost your income or get you more visibility. You know, like I can imagine certain things that you do when you take photos of your rental property, when you list your property, you know, those types of things. What are the main things that people need to look out for that they're probably not doing or maybe not maximizing? That's what you can put in that giveaway. If I'm into this industry and I'm looking for that information, that's what I'm going to see first. That's what I want, and that's what's going to get me on your list. And then not only are you getting people on your list, but you're delivering them this value right up front and giving them that quick win, which establishes that sort of habit of reward on your site. Charles Duhigg, from his book The Power of Habit, talks about in a whole chapter this whole idea of giving small quick rewards, which creates this habit in the brain that people will want to come back to you. And maybe your open rate will be even higher at that point because you're already doing a great job, but it could be even better.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, you also mention that you're in the process of wanting to have a bit of a revamp and a little bit of a facelift for the site itself. The first thing that I instantly do nowadays when I'm looking at a website, either with coaching clients or with just members of my community, the first thing I always do is I start playing around with the size of the browser window. I want to see whether it's responsive or not, because, you know, 40-odd% of the people that visit my personal site at chrisducker.com are doing so on a mobile device nowadays. You cannot deny that statistic. It is absolutely way too big to avoid accepting that. And I noticed with your site currently, as we are obviously now looking through this in December, you know, currently it's not responsive in any way whatsoever. So, you know, that would be the first thing I would do if you were to, you know, have a bit of a website. And I think it's almost 100% suggested and required for somebody within your particular niche as well, because of the fact that it's a travel industry and a lot of people might be on the go and they might be viewing this on a smaller laptop screen or a phone or an iPad or another type of tablet. So I think responsiveness right out of the way has to be dead center in terms of a revamp focus. What do you think, Pat?
Absolutely, 100%. And then, again, making sure that when your site gets smaller, that the first thing that they can do is to download this lead magnet. You know, make it clear and easy to do. And luckily, you are using Lead Pages, which is, you know, all their templates are mobile responsive. However, your site is not. And it's, you know, I want you, all of you, to go to your Google Analytics or your Clicky or whatever you're using to keep track of your stats and go to the part where you discover how many people are coming through mobile. It's going to blow your mind. I mean, I'm in the 45% range now for a lot of my sites, Chris. And it's just, I think it was Greg Hickman from MobileMix.com who talked about a specific statistic. I can't remember the exact number, but it was definitely, you know, really high. I would say maybe 70, 75%. When people come to a site on mobile and it doesn't give them a good experience, 75% chance that they're never going to come back.
Yeah, absolutely. Ridiculous. And I want to deep dive a little bit more just in terms of website clutter. And I think this is something, and this is something we've seen at our live events, right? Where, you know, like a lot of people have a lot of just stuff.
It's a Frankenstein. That's how my site was. You find stuff that works, you just put it on, right?
Yeah. And, you know, oh, I've got to have a Pinterest link, or I've got to have a Google Plus link, or I've got to do this or do that. But I feel that, you know, as I've taken and I've stripped those things away more and more and more over the last couple of years, particularly, that my content is being consumed more in depth. It's being shared way more often because I'm giving them less options to share and not sort of, you know, taking the distraction away from the content. The focus really is on the content, right? And I think that's important. And, you know, I click through to one of your blog posts or podcast posts here, and there's colors everywhere, first and foremost, and these huge social media icons on the right hand side of your site, your current sidebar, right there at the top of the sidebar. And I kind of feel like that should also now become a opt-in area for you to make it super easy for people to opt into your list as well. You're not giving them the chance to do that right on top of the sidebar as well. And if I spin further down, and I'm sure Pat's going to have some feedback here as well, but as I spin down towards the end of the post, you know, again, too much going on in regards to, you know, links and share this and share the love, I believe you have, you know, the thing here. We don't want people to share the love. We want people to share our content. You know, that will this article help someone you know? If so, help them out by sharing now. You know, these are the things that, I think gone are the days where we have to be nice all the time. You know, have a very clear CTA in place.
Earn the right to give that CTA.
Yes, absolutely. By creating great content
absolutely.
That will help people.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that's my kind of initial kind of content on the layout of the site, so to speak. What else you got, dude?
Well, I mean, I think this is very common what Heather's going through, especially somebody who's been blogging for so long, who has also added to podcasts. It's just a ton of stuff, right? And you just sort of build over time. You keep collecting new plugins and all this stuff, and then you just create this mess, right? Not to say that a mess won't work for you, but when you clean up that mess, it's going to work much better for you. It's going to be more efficient. It's going to be a better experience for people coming through your site. And my advice for you in terms of the clutter and the mess is find what's working and keep it. Find what's not working and get rid of it. I'm scrolling down here on the right-hand side. I see a bunch of ads. I see ads for GoDaddy and AWeber and other things that aren't necessarily related to what your site is about in that industry. Perhaps it is, but maybe not. But are these things actually converting? If you don't know, then... Well, there's another issue there. You got to keep track and understand if these things are actually converting. And if they are not, you got to get rid of them because space on your site is valuable and too many of us are wasting that space.
Yeah, and as I look at your site right now, you know, you've got a pretty successful podcast going from what I can see. 50-plus episodes. You know, most podcasts flake out way before then. 50-plus episodes. You're doing well. You know, if you're getting some good engagement through your podcast and it's a viable option for the continued growth of your brand, both as a site and also as someone who's running the site, then maybe, you know, think about having that a little bit more front and center on the sidebar instead of all those horrible affiliate marketing adverts that Pat's just mentioned as well.
Hey, but if they do convert, though, you know,
right.
You know, make sure they convert, though. If they're not working, you got to get rid of them, though.
Well, I mean, you know, but then there's also, I mean, I agree with that, but I don't as well, because if some of those adverts are converting, but, you know, it's only coming up to $200 or $300 a month combined or whatever, then I would dump them and have more of a focus on my content and make sure that I just either embedded those links in the content or I provided, you know, more opportunity for people to get on that list, man. With a 70% open rate, oh my God, get them on the list.
Yeah, your money's in the list for sure. And so, yeah, get rid of those ads, get people into the list, and then you're good for gold there. I really enjoy what I see here, though. I think the content is amazing, and I think for anybody who's interested in this industry, you can obviously help them, and that's what this is all about. And then now you're at a point where you just have to put your best face forward. And so, yes, to a makeover. And I feel like that if I were to give you one thing to do, it would be to improve that lead magnet and to make it a much more compelling item, not just in the copy, but the actual thing that they're going to download. Much shorter, but to the point, something that people are going to get an immediate result from. That's the first thing I would do. What about you, Chris?
For me, without a doubt, go responsive. That would be right at the top of my list. Is to make myself to make my site. I'd like to be responsive too.
You're often not, actually.
Well, okay.
Like Skyping you and like you're never answering back.
I would focus more on, or should I say, I would put a big focus on making the site fully responsive, because I do believe people that have, you know, vacation properties for rent are going to be the type of people that move around quite a bit, you know, even if it's just on the go in their city or their you know, their state or whatever. And I feel like having a responsive site set up and ready to rock and roll is going to be a solid play forward as well.
Yeah, and I think one word to describe everything you should be doing is cohesive. Make everything cohesive. I mean, I see 12 different fonts, you know, and all that sort of stuff. Like, just make it one cohesive experience. That's everybody should be doing.
A lot of colors. And the blue and the green branding that you've got in your logo with the trees and the little house top, the rooftop there, those colors work brilliantly together. But I do feel like, you know, you could probably clean things up a little bit on the color side too.
Awesome. Heather, thank you so much for sharing your voicemail and allowing us to, you know, break down your business and help you build it back up. This is what the show is all about. And for those of you who have a business that you'd like us to tackle for you, all you have to do is go to onedaybb.com, scroll down underneath the podcast. You can also find some of the other episodes there as well, and you'll find a button that you can use to record your question and you know, tell us in 60 seconds what your business is about and what you need help with, and we are going to be there to help you.
Yeah, you get into that hot seat and we'll do our best to get you on top of what you're after. And not only that over at the site, but also you can find out a little bit of information about our next live event.
This
baby.
Is so cool. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
This is going to be big. In April, head over to onedaybb.com. You'll be able to see all of the information over there. But honestly, we love doing these live events. We just can't do them as often as we would like. But when we do them now, going forward, they're going to be in a different format than what they used to be, and they're going to be a much, much bigger deal. I can't wait to do the first one in April.
Yeah, check out the information there. To put it short, anybody will be able to have access to this experience.
Anybody.
Check it out. OneDayBB.com. Find out the information there. Ask us your question. Listen to the other podcast episodes. And if you have any comments for Heather, head on over to OneDayBB.com/community. Ask to join the Facebook page. We will approve you. And then you can come and comment on this episode and help Heather out too and just have a little discussion about this episode. Thanks, guys. Love you.